and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 98. So I've kind of been doing a lot of behind the scenes things lately, some of them big, some of them small. I've been interviewing, and I recently interviewed on Middle Aged and Creeped Out podcast with Todd, Sean, and Nate, who are amazing hosts, and that episode that I was interviewed on is 164, so you need to check that out. They call themselves the Creepies, and I am a creepy. They're all about the paranormal, which, hello, if you listen to mine, you need to go check theirs out. It's so much fun. But that being said, I've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes. I kind of forgot that my 100th episode is coming up in a couple weeks, and I don't know if I should do something for it. If you guys think I should, I'm picking your brains right now. Let me know if you want something special with that episode, or it's 100 and we just go on. Like, we say, happy 100. You know, I don't know. But yeah, no, my mind is just a little bit blown that I have been doing this for almost 100 episodes by myself and loving every minute of it, honestly. It's been so much fun. So if I should do something for it, let me know. And today, you're going to learn about a mythical creature. So let's go ahead and get on into it. It's
lesson time.
Today's mythical creature lesson is the gnome. Meet the playful and secretive gnomes from European folklore. They symbolize good luck and protection. If you're drawn to gnomes, good things are coming your way. But be honest with yourself and reveal what you've been hiding. Embrace the magic of life and connect with nature. Okay, so when I think of gnomes, I think of like gnomes that are creepy and scary and not the cute little like garden gnomes that you put out. I think of like gnomes that are still 1 minute and then they move when you're not looking at them type of thing. Those are the gnomes I think of. So the fact that they symbolize good luck and protection, not the way I thought it was going to go. So I'm curious to see how many of you thought that they were for good luck and protection, or if you pictured a scary gnome like me. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from Sody Pops for You on Reddit.
In the past, during times of toxic relationships or different life events, I've seen a lot of repeating numbers, and I've also seen people as clear as day who weren't there. I'd see them pass me by, but I'd look, and no one was there. I'd vividly see them, clothing and all. I also used to hear my name being called in an urgent tone during this time, like someone was trying to get my attention. But again, no one was yelling my name. Lately, I've been seeing horrifying things in the corner of my eye. I've been seeing scary faces and such, and I've been having nightmares of paranormal things and jump scares, which is weird. The concept of having a jump scare in a dream, to me, seems so weird. I haven't been watching scary movies or reading anything scary recently. I definitely deal with anxiety, so I know these things can be due to my anxiety being heightened. But I'm also just confused because it seems so oddly specific. Last night in my dream, I was in a random weird dream room. When I told the person I was with to keep it down because I thought I could hear something. Then, in the most terrifying and shrill voice, someone screamed, "Why?" And in the dream, I knew it was paranormal. I'm just wondering if there's any insight to why what I'm experiencing is so horrifying. Yeah, so I don't like this at all. But I do and I don't. I like the fact that they are pointing out that toxic relationships or big life events, like typically this happens when those things happen. I can understand the toxic relationship because I've said it in the past and I'll say it again, but things that are negative in people's lives, when people are feeling down, I feel like that's when negative things are typically drawn to said people. I've had many stories where people have had horrible things happen in life, or they're just in a really dark space in their life and like have these crazy, awful, scary, paranormal things that happen to them. This one, on the other hand, I don't understand the big life events. Are these scary life events or are they happy? Because if they're happy, I don't know. I could see where you're excited, but you're also afraid of like maybe the outcome of the event, or you're just like nervous about going. I could understand that because I have anxiety towards going to events and things like that. Not in a negative way. That's just my anxiety. That's where it lies. But seeing scary figures and having these wild dreams, I can't say I've ever had that. So that's puzzling to me. It makes me wonder if the toxic relationships that this person has had, maybe some kind of negative entity like attached themselves or are just kind of around for when this person falls again. I know that sounds kind of shitty, but maybe they can like find a hole and that's how they get in, and they're just more or less messing with this person. And even if the big life events are something happy, maybe this person's anxiety is just so bad that this entity is like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna poke right at that. You know what I mean? But either way, I don't like the fact that something screamed in the dream. Like, what the hell is that? I don't like that. That makes me want to throw up. Honestly, that's so gross. But anyhow, I would like to know your guys' thoughts. And let's go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from User23Detected on Reddit.
I swear I am haunted. Please help. I have always believed in the paranormal, more so that if we don't disturb them, they wouldn't as well. However, since the last 10 years, it has been a constant with me. I have not been able to take a deep sleep. As soon as I go into a deep sleep, something or someone wakes me up, mostly by slapping me either on the leg or by pulling my leg. This recent event is wild. It was around 2:30 a.m. and I got sleepy. I usually keep an iron weapon, knife or scissors, with me while I sleep, as it's known to keep evil spirits away from you in our culture. So the scissors were on a stand right in front of me, and I get a sense that I should pick it up and keep it under my pillow, but I ignore it and doze off into a deep sleep. But the second it deepens, something slaps my elbow so hard and sends some bad faces near my face. It was like some apparition, and I'm still in a sleep paralysis thing. I get up. My sleep was gone, and the pain in my elbow hurt like hell. It took a lot longer to recover from this pain than a normal pain, which was weird. Can someone suggest a remedy other than saging? Okay, yeah, I don't like this one either. It's the sleeping for me and the vulnerability of sleeping and something messing with you while you're sleeping. I hate that. I hate everything about that. Like, just let me freaking sleep. I don't get enough sleep as it is, so don't mess with me. But this is terrifying. Can you imagine falling asleep and being slapped by something when you're just getting into that deep sleep, or like pulling your leg? It's as if it doesn't want you to get a deep sleep, so therefore disturbing your sleep, which is just messed up. Like, we as humans need a good night's sleep, you know? But I don't know. I like the fact though that they keep iron next to them, because I've heard that before, where like iron kind of keeps away evil spirits. This one is so wild to me because it's the slapping. It's the slapping or pulling right when you just get into that sleep, that deep, comfortable sleep. So then honestly, it begs the question, like, are you getting any sleep? Are you okay? We need to help this person out so they can get some sleep. So if you have any ideas as to what they should do to get this entity out, let me know. I am creating, if I haven't already, a comment section too on my website, just to kind of make it easier. If you don't have an Instagram or any other kind of social media account, you can just head on over to my website, and I'm going to have a comments tab up there. So you can just leave your comment and let me know like what episode, what story. It just makes sense in my brain to have something like that for you guys. Anyhow, if you have a paranormal story, like either story today or any paranormal story in general, head on over to my website and submit it. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all. Oddballs, thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to leave 5 stars or thumbs up on whatever podcast platform you listen on. If you have any comments for this episode, comment below or head over to Instagram and comment on this episode's preview. To submit a story or for more information, go to itsanoddworldafterall.com.